This is SB Nation Radio, and you're listening to Game Night with Matt Perrault.
Patrick Creighton in for Matt Perrault tonight. Game Night, SB Nation Radio right now. We hit the hotline with Christian DeAndrea. He covers the NFL for SB Nation. What's up, Christian?
Not too much, Pat. How you doing, my friend?
Doing all right, bro. I'm doing all right considering the Texans suck, my Giants suck, my Knicks blew a huge lead to the Cavs, and like, if anybody deserves to get beat down, it's that whiny prima donna biatch LeBron James. But no, we're the Knicks. Of course we lose. Otherwise, I'm doing awesome, man. Doing awesome.
Yeah, it seems like things are going well. Hopefully, your personal life. Sounds like your sports life is really crumbling around you, but as a Vanderbilt fan, I understand and embrace that. So it's good to see that you're moving past.
Let's just, as long as we're having a little conversation here, right? All right, I'm a Mets fan, jinxed. Knicks fan, jinxed. Islanders fan, we don't even know who owns the team because it changes all the time. And I'm a Giants fan, and usually the Giants are my one saving grace, but not this year. So
this has been a grim year for the Giants. I actually feel bad. I've never seen a team quit this badly so early in the season.
Now, I know it's not quote unquote the giant way to dump a coach midseason, but what are they gaining by not punting not only on Ben McAdoo but on Jerry Reese, who's gone from, you know, almost inheriting a Super Bowl roster to turning this team into just a train wreck.
Yeah, and you look at what McAdoo's coming off of, the collapse he engineered after last year's 11-win season. It's just kind of ridiculous. You know, you're not going to lose much in terms of transition going from him to Spags. You know, you prop Spagnuolo up as your interim head coach. Maybe you win a few games. Maybe you think about giving him a second chance, see if he's viable. Otherwise, you get a head start on that coaching market. You start working. I don't know. I don't understand it. The locker room hates him. McAdoo doesn't really seem to even care anymore on the sideline. His players have quit on him. I don't know what the benefit is. I'm keeping him. We'll see.
I mean, I can't ever remember a Giants team just quitting on a coach. I mean, they didn't do this to Ray Hanley. It's unbelievable what we're seeing in the swamps of Jersey right now when it comes to Big Blue. Another head coach who's always seemingly on the hot seat, John Fox in Chicago. It's probably going to go down as the worst challenge of all time. But is that idea of, you know, fumble in the end zone, is that the worst rule in the NFL right now?
You know, I think it just, we've seen it so much this year. It's when the Jets did it against the Patriots yesterday, or the Packers-Bears game. Yeah, it doesn't really seem to make sense. In no other situation can you fumble the ball out of bounds and lose possession, unless you're in the end zone. So it takes this kind of benign rule, and it makes it all of a sudden incredibly, incredibly damaging. And there's no rhyme or reason to it. It just makes no sense, and it's been around so long. I think it's only there because people are like, well, we've always done it this way. But, yeah, it's baffling.
You know, Christian, every year we always talk about, all right, let's find the teams who weren't in the playoffs last year who are going to get into the playoffs this year. And, you know, Tennessee, I think, was a team people were circling. But New Orleans and the Rams and the Eagles are not teams that were getting circled. And those are three of the best teams in the NFL right now. Let's start with the Eagles. They're 8-1. Are they legit 8-1, or are we going to find them come crashing down to earth?
I think they are. I think you got a true MVP candidate in Carson Wentz. The team went out. They built around him. They brought him the tools he needed. And even if his play falls off, take a look at that running back stable. Eagles have maybe the deepest group of backs in the league. LeGarrette Blount, still energized, been very efficient this year. Now you got Jay Jai, Corey Clement. I live up in Madison watching this guy with the Badgers for a while. No, he's for real. He can definitely add some value. Even the little guy, Wendell Smallwood. Very, very healthy running back stable. That offense is going to keep going. Good offensive line. What I'm more impressed by is a defense. This guy's stepping up like Michael Kendricks, Michael Bradham. They had a good core of linebackers. Guys can really get it done over there. And they are, they've been a pretty healthy team in terms of those quality wins. You take a look at who they've only really lost to the Chiefs. And that was at Arrowhead. They went out, they beat the Panthers, they beat Washington. They put 51 points up against what we thought was a very good Denver defense. Now we probably know a little bit better. There's obviously still room for them to come crashing down. They got two games against the Cowboys coming up. They got the Seahawks. They got a game at the Rams. But I think you're looking at the NFC East champions right now.
How far can the Vikings go with Case Keenum at the helm? And is this Case's team for the rest of the year?
If you take a look at the way he's been performing this year, it's got to be. And I think the biggest reason for that is that Pat Shurmur, he's like Ray Sears, the pitching coach for the Pittsburgh Pirates, right? He takes these kind of washed up, down-sliding prospects. He brings them back and makes them great. He did the same thing with Bradford last year over the tail end of the season. He's doing it this year with Keenum. And Keenum, I think they're going to – I think they want to give him that short leash because they need to know what they've got in Bridgewater. They're running into a situation next year where all three of their quarterbacks are going to be free agents. They got to see what Teddy can do before they make a decision. But you can't yank Keenum when he's out there throwing four touchdowns a game. He's had a couple monster performances. He carved up Washington. He carved up the Buccaneers. He's been really bolstered by a bunch of solid guys stepping up like Adam Thielen and Jarrett McKinnon. And the crazy thing about this Vikings team is the guys who are filling in. You know, you expect it to be Bradford. You expect it to be Dalvin Cook. Those guys are done for the season. It's their backups that are killing you right now. And that's why this team is so much fun to watch. I'm a believer in the Vikings. I think they're going to take the North. I don't see the Lions being able to come up and challenge them.
How about the Saints? The Saints have completely remade their team. They've gone from the right arm of Drew Brees and please don't give up 50 points to power running and defense. Did Sean Payton get abducted by aliens?
Makes no sense, but they're less fun to watch, which is a shame. But they are a much better team for it. Over the past four games, they've allowed fewer than 50 points total. Very, very encouraging to see from the Saints team. That was always the shootout, the run and gun, 7-9, 8-8 team. Payton's obviously done some work to get to the point where, I mean, last week Drew Brees didn't throw for a touchdown. They still put up 47 points. That is crazy. Like what I'm seeing down there. But the NFC South is just a really competitive division this year, possibly the most competitive division in the NFL. And if you take a look, I mean, take a look at what the Panthers are doing to the Dolphins tonight. Maybe not the greatest example because the Dolphins kind of an illusion of a 4-4 team right now. But Cam Newton looks like he's back on track. You got the Falcons waiting. And even the Buccaneers, I still have trouble believing they're this bad. I mean, a 7-9-win team last season looked like they were going to be ascendant. I think they're going to create some problems down the road. NFC South right now, just a World War I trench of tough teams.
Chris, we got about 30 seconds here. Who's the team in the AFC?
Can't discount the Chiefs after what they did to the Patriots in Foxborough. Steelers, they look okay. You don't know what's going to happen to them, but they're probably going to roll into one of those top two seeds because their schedule is soft. And always the Patriots, always going to be trouble. I think this is the Chiefs' year, and then I realize I got Andy Reid behind on the sideline calling the shots. I got to give it to the Patriots again. I know that's going to be an unpopular and easy call to make, but I think New England runs back to the Super Bowl, even with their bad defense.
Christian DeAndrea covers the NFL for SB Nation. How can folks find you online, buddy?
I'm on Twitter at Train Island, and of course, SB Nation's NFL coverage. Check me out. I would appreciate the clicks.
Appreciate you joining us tonight, Christian. Thank you, buddy.
Hey, thank you for having me. Have a great night.
You too. All right, so in case you haven't heard, there's an unemployed dude on the cover of GQ, and a lot of people are seriously ticked off. Next.